Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here, youtube.com/ Stephen Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Little notify bell next to it. Right there on the YouTube and the notify bell next to it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, there's like all these cables here, and I'm like trying to find good places for my elbows.
I cannot wait. I am so over being in this. You know what?
The thing is, it's still going to have the same table. My setup's going to be roughly the same for me, so I'm still going to try to find where to put my damn elbows.
We are so close to being an office space.
We're so close. 3 days until we're maybe hopefully getting internet there.
Wait, really? What is today?
It's the 26th.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. What day is that then? Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. So we're supposed to be getting internet at the new office on Thursday.
Well, hopefully.
We don't know. Well, okay.
There's some sort of construction happening. That's all we know.
We're going to be doing construction. And then sometime after that, we've been told the first part of March, which to me is like from the 1st to the 10th.
Essentially, I think what we're hoping is that for Fastlane, we'll have our kickoff party at the
right.
new office.
That's the plan. So like this is my home office where we do things. What?
Kevin Jenkins, Larson is getting too jacked. Can't fit in the old setup anymore. I did do back today. Maybe
exactly.
There's the truth of that.
Oh, good. And so like, here's the thing. Like there are so many great memories from this office, and
I guess so.
You're not sentimental.
Nope.
I am. And so I'm going to miss this place because this is where we convene.
Well, you're still going to be here. This is your home.
This is where, yeah, but it's going to be Alabama's room. Half of it is, because it's a pretty big space. Half is going to be Alabama's room, and half it's going to be Lacey's sewing area.
Yeah.
I have no space of my own as of.
You have the garage.
Once I'm out of this place. It's not insulated. It's either freezing or boiling in there.
Well, you still go up there and get your pump on a little bit, right?
There's like 30 days a year that I'm good in that place. I don't have like a streaming setup. I don't like a gaming setup anywhere.
Get like a swamp cooler in there. Keep it cool during the summer months.
What am I, in Arkansas? A swamp cooler?
Yeah, man.
Have you ever used a swamp cooler before?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Have
one in the garage and the house growing up, yeah.
It smells.
It's super. Yeah, it does. It smells really
because it's sulfur.
Dank.
It smells really
it smells
bad.
Dank.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah,
it smells very wet.
It's humid. Yeah, it's terrible. I had one in Arkansas. But, you know, this is the place where we convened after we got laid off and we were all grumpy and, like, yelling at each other about what we were going to do.
Yeah, man.
And then we had our little whiteboard
that
we used. And we had no idea. We're like, oh, let's do a gaming channel.
Bad idea.
We're not going to do Patreon because we're too good for that.
It wasn't that.
Fast forward to a year. We should do a Patreon. So anyways, this is either the last week or the second to last week that we're going to be producing stuff from here.
Yes.
So this is very, I'm getting weepy about it, man.
No, what I'm not. Heck? I can't wait. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I kind of can't wait either. Like, there's that part of me that's like, God, I'm so over all this shit everywhere. There's just crap in
I'm
here.
I'm just excited because there's a bar two doors down getting tossed every day.
Every single day. We should start doing daily live streams after we get
drunk streams.
Drunk. Yeah, exactly. Also look at this.
Oh yeah, there's a sale. Pro Wrestling Tees, 20% off everything, including 20% off everything in our store. What's the code? New site.
New site. Yeah, Pro Wrestling Tees. They have a new site.
So starting today, start at 10 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Till Wednesday. I don't know what time it ends on Wednesday. Sale. All our designs, 20% off. If you haven't bought a design yet, check it out.
It was 10 a.m. Pacific time today. I'm assuming it's going to end 10 a.m.
I'm wearing one of the designs right now.
Yeah, that's going to be limited edition because...
Yeah, I'm going to do an update, and this one's coming off.
This is like a Magnum TA shirt that I think somebody made
for me. So if you want to wear my stupid face on your chest, take advantage now.
Yeah.
Might be your last chance.
Yeah. I agree. Somebody said reminiscing with Steve should be a whole show. I agree with that, man.
Yeah, you're too sentimental, man.
I appreciate every day. I appreciate what we get to do.
Well, I appreciate every day, and I look forward. I appreciate while it happens on
why
to tomorrow.
You interrupt me. I wasn't even done with my sentence. And I forget what I was going to say. I don't appreciate you, that's for sure. Always cutting me off.
Same.
Anyway. Same. Anyways, let's talk about some wrestling news. You guys want to talk about some wrestling news? We got to watch the Elimination Chamber yesterday.
What we got to do?
Wrestling.
We're here to talk about wrestling news because otherwise we won't make any money today. First in the news.
In the news.
In the latest edition of Cage Side Seats Rumor Roundup. Fuzz floating around here all over the place. Jeez.
I know. I can't wait to get out of here. Look at this shit everywhere.
No, yesterday I stepped on a cable just walking in the door.
Yeah, I blame that on Lacey.
Almost debilitated the whole show.
Because she was yapping away at you and you can't concentrate. You don't know what you're doing.
No, I mean, it's just the,
you're
it's
not
just,
used
it's
to
the way
that.
It is.
Yeah, and then Gypsy's
falling on you. I should be able to hold the conversation, not break stuff.
I don't have much faith in you, man.
I don't really
and
don't
then you
either.
Got Gypsy like following you around. She
yeah,
might
that's,
bite you.
That's the larger issue. Anyways, Cage Side Seats, they mentioned, quote, along with the rumors of AJ Styles moving to Raw after WrestleMania, it seems Seth Rollins is a top candidate to head to SmackDown, a potential draft. They better find out a way to rebrand that new shirt of his into being SmackDown centric.
They just have to do it blue, man.
Yeah, but what's the pun? Because Monday Night Rollins, there's a pun there.
Seth Down.
Yeah, that's not as strong as Rollins.
SmackDollins.
Neither of those are as strong as Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel. Hey, do you think the like main roster people on Raw think that like SmackDown is their version of 205 Live?
Maybe.
It should be a dumping ground, man.
I mean, I feel like Seth, he was true. Balor, Finn was true blue Balor last night at Elimination Chamber, foreshadowing for a move to SmackDown. That's what I'm hoping for. I think AJ, I really want AJ to stay on SmackDown. And I'm really kind of convinced that's going to happen because. If they want Roman to be top guy over there on Raw,
yeah,
they need to keep AJ as far away from Roman as they can.
Yeah.
Because even if they bring AJ over to Raw and just feed him to Roman and have him beat AJ like three straight pay-per-views, AJ will still be more popular. In fact, I think if they feed AJ to Reigns, it'll make AJ even more lovable, more popular. Keep AJ on SmackDown just one more year, then send him to Raw. Give him a really long title. Well, he's probably not going to have a really long title reign because I'm getting the feeling that Nakamura is playing to win that belt at Mania. Bring Finn over. Bring the club over. Let them do that storyline on SmackDown. I think that storyline will work. Well, assuming Creative gets it right, which is a huge F at this juncture. A storyline like that, Finn versus AJ, give it a year.
Yeah.
That could really draw viewers, I hope, if done right. Huge F, I understand. But, I think it would serve SmackDown so much better if that story is told over there versus on Raw, where you have Reigns and Strowman. There's so much else going on over there. Make the A story AJ versus Balor over on SmackDown for a good year. It could be good stuff.
I agree with you. You said it yourself. The big if, the big, big,
oh,
giant,
it's a massive,
massive if.
Gargantuan
is if they get it right, and there's no evidence that they're going to. However, I will throw this in there. So we talked about SmackDown's problems last week on Going in Raw.
Yeah.
And a little update to that and kind of, you know, going into what we're talking about here. Brad Shepard, the same guy who had the Hall of Fame list minus Jarrett early.
Yeah.
He also had the XFL stuff
early. We have
early.
A story from him today, too.
He actually reported over the weekend that sources within the WWE have told him that, quote, everyone that works there knows SmackDown is not good. So
what are they going to do about it?
He didn't say that. I wish Brad Shepard, you'd think the follow-up question would be like,
so what are they going to do about it?
What are they going to do? Are they doing something about it? So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It sucks, though, because over the weekend, there was a fantastic thread that that on the Real Going in Raw account I saw, and I retweeted it.
Yeah, I saw that, too, about
and
the...
And it was a great thread of let's take a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, there was a bit of reminiscing that I was on board with.
That I totally forgot. I mean, I remember SmackDown being good, but it's kind of hard to remember the details of it. But, you know, Miz versus Dolph, great feud. Becky Lynch being the first SmackDown champion, women's champion. All sorts of really, really great things happening when AJ first won the WWE title.
Yeah, the second half of 2016 SmackDown was really good.
It was really, really
good.
Even
for the first few months of 2017 was pretty good. It was just SummerSlam when it really started taking a turn for the worse.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it just bummed me out because I'm like, God damn, that was really fun. And it magnified how bad it is these days. That's why when I think of anybody either going to Raw, I get excited, and anybody going to SmackDown, I'm like, oh, that sucks for them.
Yeah.
Because creative just is, it's not good over there.
No.
So yeah, but I don't know. Rollins going to SmackDown, AJ going to Raw. I don't know.
I mean, it's a fair deal.
I totally see what you're saying though. because AJ SmackDown needs excuse me, some addition, not necessarily
subtraction
or even like leveling of out.
Yeah, I know.
You know, or leveling out of
the
roster.
They don't need a fair deal. They need something that benefits them far more than it would benefit Raw.
Exactly. For example, are we going to talk about the... Okay, so you don't have it on here, but the Cena thing.
Yeah, we can talk about that now since it
involves Might as well. We're talking about SmackDown.
Yeah.
I mean, you go ahead.
So
what's going on?
The gist of it is Cena has been advertised for Fastlane as of right now. I believe he's still advertised for Fastlane. There's a poster going around purporting to be a poster for Fastlane, which features AJ Styles, John Cena, and then Jinder Mahal in one image. And so there's been some speculation online about what Cena's role might be. He talked about it a bit last night after Elimination Chamber, saying, you know, since this road to WrestleMania has come to an end for him with his elimination from Elimination Chamber, he kind of alluded to coming up with some creative means by which he can get a match at Mania, which I would guess means him showing up on SmackDown tonight and saying, I'm John Cena.
Tomorrow.
I'm John Cena. I won in this WWE title match. That's my speculation. Yeah. Make the five-way match, six-pack challenge match.
We've also seen some speculation online that he might, because right now Nakamura has nothing to do at Fastlane and nothing to do on SmackDown. We saw a fantastic SmackDown match between Cena and Nakamura.
Yes.
It's entirely possible that he might come over and challenge Nakamura for either a title shot, for his title shot at Mania, or to buy his way into
the match.
That match at Mania, similar to what they did with Nia Jax trying to get into that match. Either way, look, if we get that would be my preference. I mean, just because Nakamura has nothing to do, and we've seen one fantastic match with him and Cena, that's something for him to do at Fastlane. And I mean, if they give them 15 minutes, that's double the time they gave him before. That'd be really good. I would be terrified if that ended up being the match, but I don't see any way that they'd have Nakamura just drop out. So maybe Undertaker would show up at that point and interfere and get Cena.
No, I always speculate it'd be the next night where Cena now pretty much at his lowest
point.
When
I say interfere, by the way, I mean he shows up at a video package.
I don't think he's going to interfere. I think it'd be better.
Listen to me. You didn't even listen to what I said. I did a video package.
I did hear that.
Because he doesn't show up.
I know, I did hear
that. He doesn't actually come out.
That's why I think it's better if...
It was a joke, man.
I know.
Go ahead.
Cena loses.
Sorry, Dad.
Cena loses clean and then has to go on either Raw or SmackDown the next week. And be at his lowest point, saying, I have no path to Mania. I have no opponent. Woe is John.
John Cena's never going to say, woe is John.
Well,
you know, it'd be great.
But then at that moment, Undertaker, a video package comes on. This video of Undertaker on the Titantron looking at the WrestleMania sign. And John Cena's like, what is he?
Yeah.
What is Undertaker looking at here? Yeah. It's just a still image of Undertaker looking at the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah.
John Cena's, what is he looking at?
Yeah.
And then he finally puts it together and points at it and says, all right, you're on.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. That's all the match is set up.
Well, I'll piggyback on that. I like this scenario better. Like John Cena at his lowest, he's like in the back alley in like a dumpster.
Yeah, good.
It's like it from Anchorman when he's eating pancakes that
he just found.
No, that was from Semi-Pro. You have to watch that movie. It's
so
funny.
So.
He's in a dumpster and he's eating pancakes that he found in the dumpster. And Woody Harrelson has to come and get him out.
All right.
So that's what I want to see.
All right.
And then Mark Calloway shows up on his motorcycle.
All right.
Says, hey, pal, what are you doing in there? I don't have a road to WrestleMania, so I'm eating these pancakes. Says,
hop on my hog.
Hey, come with me. We'll make our own road to WrestleMania.
And Taker turns up the Limp Bizkit and off they go.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
We got a
super chat here. Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2, WWE champion, the New Day Freebird rules. Thoughts? I think it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'd love that.
Yeah. I think New Day Freebirding any single titles would be great.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, that is somebody's asking, is that a confirmed rumor that Cena's fighting Taker? I mean, he's not confirmed. But it's heavily rumored, I think, at this point, because what else is he going to do?
Yeah, what else is he going
to
do?
There's nothing for him to do.
Nothing for him to do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably plenty of people be willing to challenge him. Kayfabe.
There's a million. Like, him versus Finn would be fantastic.
That'd be great.
Him versus Joe would be great. There's all sorts of play. I mean, I'd love to see him versus Braun. But what is Braun going to do? Is he going to fight Miz?
Probably.
Are we still thinking about that?
Probably.
They should put him in the Roman Reigns match.
No, I agree.
Make it a triple threat, and then Braun goes over.
Yeah, agreed.
Roman Reigns' experiment officially over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns is in the dumpster situation you described earlier.
Uh-huh.
His lowest point. And then he has to essentially resurrect his career. Redemption story for Roman Reigns.
They should have
It's the Crisis of Coffin storyline that I've been pitching for years now that I really wish someone would follow through on. Because I think it's great.
I feel like they do it a lot.
They don't ever go as far as they should.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like someone should have, like, Cena at his lowest point.
What is his lowest point?
Losing to Curt Hawkins. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's terrible. They're never.
No, that's not terrible. It's great.
They're more likely to put him in a dumpster eating old pancakes than have him lose to Curt Hawkins.
Well, that'd be the natural result of him losing to Curt Hawkins, move into dumpster and eat pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But for him, a dumpster is like, you know, a house in the proper suburbs.
I know.
Or and like
it's a formal serving of dumpster pancakes.
You can't, like California, the $200,000 house. You know?
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
really get a whole lot
yeah, I know.
For that amount.
It's a one bedroom.
It's like a
bungalow.
It's a bungalow. There
yeah,
you go.
Ed Cabo, $2. Calling it early. Xavier Woods, Mr. Money in the Bank. Good call. That'd be cool if New Day Freebird rule.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The Money in the Bank briefcase.
Money in
that'd
the
be
bank
great.
Briefcase. Anything they could Freebird rule, I'm all for.
I'm 100% behind.
Can we start Freebird ruling some underwear?
Now, that's a terrible idea.
Who has the underwear this week?
Apparently, you know, you heard years ago.
Who's wearing underwear today?
I don't know if you heard this story years ago. I don't know if it's true, but it was reported upon, so I'm assuming it is.
Can we talk about this on Truth Exposed, whatever it is?
Well, it's not really a conspiracy.
We're doing a new podcast.
It was those things that was, I believe, widely reported, but knowing the Yankees organization that I'm aware of confirmed it. That there was a gold thong that if you were in a slump, you would wear.
Yeah.
And once you broke out of that slump, then you would pass that thong on to somebody else.
It was just like painted gold or literal?
No, it was just, I don't know.
Made of like gold.
Not literally made of gold.
Okay.
But it was like the slump buster, this gold thong that you would have to wear until
what
you broke out
of
your slump.
What era was this?
It's when Jason Giambi was on the team.
It's like I don't know what year that
was. So that's probably early mid-aughts.
Oh, okay. So
this is relatively
that's
recent.
Post-cocaine era.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind then. That sounds like a very cocainey thing to do. I like stories of whenever I hear about baseball players like hanging out in the dugout, either eating chicken or drinking beer or having sex. Those are my favorite stories.
Yeah, man.
Because like only in baseball. So you can't really do that in the NBA, can you?
Yeah, it's a Jason Giambi thing.
Just sit there on the freaking bench while Popovich is coaching and spouting awesome speeches about this country. And you're like having sex and eating chicken with somebody.
Maybe it was only Giambi that wore the thong, but I swore I heard that. Yeah. Teammates have tried Giambi's lucky thong to bust out of slumps. So that's the closest. I mean, just brought up free bird ruling a pair of underwear. So I just thought about that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Let's talk about
some New Japan business.
Some New Japan. Lots of New Japan.
Honor Rising was this past weekend. I watched some of it, as did you, I know. Top story coming out of it was the reunion of the Golden Lovers, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi, first in a six-man tag match night one, and then by themselves taking on Cody and Marty Scurll, main
did
eventing.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Cody is the best bastard in the business, man. He's so great.
Yeah, man.
When he stole that kiss from Kota Ibushi, holy crap. What a heel thing to do. That was awesome. That was so cool.
Mm-hmm. His character work is top notch.
I loved it.
And then after the Golden Lovers defeated Cody and Marty Scurll, Kenny grabbed the mic, dropped a promo in which he called the Golden Lovers the greatest tag team in the world, which apparently upset the Young Bucks.
Yeah, man.
They came out to the ring. They declare that they're moving up to the heavyweight tag division and then told the Golden Lovers that they would, quote, see them around.
Yeah.
Implying a match was going to happen in the future, and that match has been confirmed as happening at Strong Style Evolved in Long Beach, March 25th. That alone confirms Steve will be there.
No.
Young Bucks versus Golden Lovers is going to be great.
Don't start putting words in my mouth. I said I'm 70% confirmed to go.
No, that's confirmed.
Look, man, I have my ticket. It's not front row, so that automatically means... So front row would be 100%. Second row would be like 95%. Third row would be 90%. Anything beyond that is like... I was at 58%. Oh, I was at 50-50.
Especially once they announced Jericho versus Naito.
When they announced Jericho and Naito, that brought me from 50 to 58% that I was going.
It hasn't been confirmed for the show yet. That match hasn't been confirmed yet.
But it was heavily rumored.
Yeah.
No. Then Rey Mysterio. I'm sorry. Rey Mysterio, Jushin Liger got me to 58%.
All right.
I don't deal with rumors, man.
What about Jay White versus Hangman Page? Because that was confirmed.
That
the
brought me
too.
Back down to 56%. Oh, come on. Because who cares about that, really? Who cares? And then finding out about this match brought me up to 70%. I'll be there. So if you guys want to meet Steve, there's a 70% chance you can do that in Long Beach. Just catch me like at the hot dog stand, like the concessions. You know what I miss? You know what I hate about the Golden One Center here in Sac?
They don't have just normal concessions. You told me this before.
Yeah, man. I want to go to one stand and get hot dog nachos with like the radioactive orange cheese.
Yeah, that's the best stuff.
Not the good cheese. Not no, the stuff that they're trying to do.
I want orange oil.
That has
that's what it is. It's orange oil.
I know. I don't want spices in my shit. I don't want all that stuff. I want a straight up old school concession stand where I can get all that crap.
You want the K Bueno cheese. That's what it is. When you go to Costco, you get the big can of K Bueno.
Yeah, put in the crock pot, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe toss some Rotel in there.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
What's Rotel? What
it's the, it, if you want it spicy. Like Hal Hilton makes it for his house parties. The cheese with the spicy
that's fine too.
Rotel,
but
yeah.
Even that's kind of, you know, that's too much. I just want orange goop on my nachos. Golden One Center, it's a beautiful building. It's absolutely
fantastic.
Immaculate.
I like the idea they had behind the concessions, whereas it's local businesses.
Oh, I love that.
The problem I have with it more so than yours, because I get tired of hot dogs and nachos. I like them, but sometimes I want something different, is they don't have any of the signature dishes of any of those local establishments on the menu. Like they have one, I'm not going to name any of them.
Yeah.
But they have, you know, like there's a local cafe that's got several locations here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Great food.
Yeah, sure.
But they're just like serving burgers on the menu in the arena.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like, we're going to have
local. What's the good dish that you'd want?
Oh, they have this one place, a really good banh mi.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right.
They don't have it there.
Okay, yeah.
And I understand. I mean, there's expense involved in getting ingredients for all this
stuff.
So I understand they'd simplify the menu.
Yeah.
But it feels like I really appreciate it. There's the differences upstairs. There's a Greek concession stand that's pretty true to the local chain, and that's good.
Yeah. Here's my...
I feel like they want to cater to taking advantage of what's going on. There's a really booming, thriving food...
Downtown scene, yeah.
Yeah, scene here in town. So they want to cater to that. At the same time, they want to cater to what the average sports fan...
Yeah, they need to cater to me. Listen,
at the arena,
and I have a perfect solution.
There is a dog stand there, but there's only really one location.
This is the perfect solution. I have it right here. It's perfect.
What?
So Arco was beloved, you know?
Yeah, but it wasn't a good venue.
No, it was a terrible venue, but it was like a million years old, so who cares? So you take a section of Arco, like aesthetically, what it looked like, right?
Oh, man, they're going to cut that concourse in half then.
And you just...
The corridors there were so narrow.
No, you just take like... What looks like, so it'll be a concession stand,
mm-hmm.
but you make it aesthetically look like old school Arco. You put up some of the old signage, you put like the Arco sign up or whatever like that, and then there is where you sell what they sold at that
like,
old Arco
I feel like if they had at
stand.
Least two, not the full stands, but the little kiosks that are on the your right side, I guess your right or left side, the side that's closest to the actual seats. Not the full stands that's installed in the actual arena, but the little kiosks or carts. Just put two or three just dedicated to Miller hot dogs. I think you'd be satisfied.
Are there nachos there too?
We have the nacho one right next to it.
Okay. With the orange goo?
Yeah.
All right. And then popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be good with that. But I think it'd be cool to have like a little slice of Arco. It would look kind of like, you know.
Again, you're being sentimental, man.
There's nothing wrong with that. The entire place is an ode to Sacramento. The entire place is an ode to sentimentality.
I know that Tower Records sign on there is great.
I know. It's awesome. And Arco was a staple for a while. Why are you shooting down my good ideas?
It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I feel like they're trying to...
You end up in the upper deck and you're like...
I haven't set up there yet.
You look like you're freaking, you know...
You're hovering above
the
court.
Your sting waiting to come down. Man. Or, God forbid, on art. I watched a basketball game from the upper deck. I'm like,
well, I can see directly into the hoop
up
here. Mm-hmm. It was terrifying.
Very steep.
Terrifying.
Anyways, back to wrestling. As I said, they've also announced Jay White versus Hangman Page for the U.S. title Strong Style Evolved. Also, over the weekend, New Japan unveiled the New Japan Cup brackets.
Time for predictions.
Kind of.
You mean kind of? We're going to predict this shit.
Yeah, sure. Okay, first match, Michael Elgin versus Ishii. Ishii going over.
Yeah. No, start from the beginning. I'm sorry. Start from the end. Who wins?
Well, on this one side of the bracket. Here, let's go through the left side of the bracket first.
Number one, what do they get if they win this?
They get to call their title shot either for the heavyweight, intercontinental, I guess now U.S., or never open weight.
Zack Sabre Jr. is going over. He's going to win. He's going to call out
win
Suzuki.
Win the whole thing?
Yeah, he's going to call out Suzuki for the IC
title. I kind of feel like on the left side of the bracket, it's set up for Tanahashi to win. Tanahashi's winning his bracket.
Oh, okay. He's back already?
Yeah, man. He's out 2 months.
How is that possible? He was wrestling forever. They needed to give him like 6 months off.
I know. He's going to take a vacation, man.
How about this for the finals? Killer Elite Squad finals because they're on either side.
Yeah, I know, but that's not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen. You know, God, have some joy in your life. That would be so much fun.
Enjoy shooting down your hopes brings me immense joy, Steve.
Shooting down my hopes?
Yeah. Anyways, here we go. Let's go through this a little bit. Elgin versus Ishii. Ishii wins. Juice versus...
Number one, don't act like you're the authority on this shit because every time we try to predict this stuff...
I feel like I have a better sense, though. It's like this left side is plainly obvious. The only thing in the way of Tanahashi winning is really bad luck Fally, I feel like. His side of the bracket. So now you have Juice versus Tokyo Pimp. Juice goes over. Tanahashi versus Taichi. Tanahashi goes over. And then you have Fale versus Lance Archer. I'll say Fale goes over. You keeping note of all this?
No.
So then you have Ishii versus Juice. Ishii goes over.
Okay.
And then you have Tanahashi versus Fale. Tanahashi goes over. And so the semifinals on this side would be Ishii versus Tanahashi. Tanahashi goes over. Makes it to the final. Other side, you have Yoshihashi versus Kota Ibushi. Kota Ibushi's going over. Naito versus Zack Sabre Jr. This is the toughest one to call, but I think Naito goes over. Next, Yano versus Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Yano goes over.
Yeah, Yano goes over, and then Sonata is going to go over Chuck. I think it's great that Chuck's in this.
Yeah, me too.
So you have Yano versus Sonata. Sonata goes over. Naito versus Ibushi. Man, this is what I have in my mind. What if Ibushi wins this? In my mind, there's three people that can win this. It's Tanahashi, it's Naito, it's Ibushi. That's what I feel like. If Ibushi wins this, gets a title shot at Sakura Genesis against Okada, and manages to win, does the one thing that Kenny Omega could yet to do, defeat Okada for that title, how is that going to affect their relationship? Yeah. From a storytelling aspect, that feels like the most interesting outcome. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think it is.
We saw Ibushi versus Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom.
No, we saw it at
we saw Ibushi
King
Cody.
Of Pro. Yeah, we saw it at King of Pro Wrestling. And it was great. So
and they did kind of leave the door open for it.
Yeah, so if it's Ibushi, Tanahashi, it'd be great. If it's Naito, Tanahashi, they have plenty of history too.
So Kota Ibushi won the New Japan Cup in 2015.
Yes.
Then it was Naito. Then it was
and
Shibata.
He took on AJ, challenged AJ.
Nakamura, Okada. So, yeah, they bring out the heavy hitters for this. I don't know. I always want to say, and then I'm, like, completely wrong.
Yeah, I know. I still don't know if I'm going on a limb and pick Ibushi or... Oh, Chaos, 5338. $5 Super Chat. I haven't seen any advertising for the New Japan event at my school. I forgot to buy my tickets. I'm so sad now. It's sold out. Yeah, that sold out in 20 minutes.
Maybe I'll sell online. Might not go.
Yeah, you're going to go.
Might not go.
Anyways, are you going to go out on a limb? Who are you going to pick to win this whole thing?
Killer Elite Squad Finals.
All right. Who goes over in the end?
Oh, man. I don't know. They just sort of destroy each other. They just take each other. It's a double pin. It's right. A double pin. All right. They challenge for the tag titles. For the junior tag titles.
Though. Oh, is that what
big,
it is?
Big surprise, yeah. I don't know. I mean, dude, it's so boring to say Tanahashi. I like your story with Ibushi, though.
Well, I think it'd be great. Okay, here's something to think about. Naito beat Okada for the heavyweight title at Invasion Attack 2016. Invasion Attack is now rebranded as Sakura Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
So they could pull that storyline 2 years later. Naito getting another title shot. Whether he wins or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But if Kota wins, then maybe Kenny's like, whoa.
Yeah, I
want to challenge you.
I like your
Dominion.
Thing because I feel like they've been going to the Big Four a little like too much and they want to start straying away from that. And a great way to do that would be to bring Kota Ibushi up there.
Yeah.
So, but I don't like going with what you're saying. Michael Elgin wins the entire thing. He just signed a new contract. He's beloved by everybody.
Well, that's not true.
Oh, man. So whoever wins this gets to call their shot, huh?
Yeah, I guess a shot at any title.
Boy, I love the idea of Zack Sabre Jr., though.
Oh, that'd be great if he challenged Suzuki. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to say Zack Sabre Jr. All goes right. through and wins.
All right. I don't feel confident about picking
Ibushi. He's not like a huge name over
but
there.
But I'm going
to
pick Ibushi.
But I'd love to think that he is.
Bodega Jameson, $5. How do you guys think the phone call went when Cena pitched the WrestleMania match to Undertaker? Do you want to be Taker? You do Mark Calloway voice better than me. Yeah.
Hold on. Am I on speaker? Wait. Hold on a second.
Mark.
Hold on, John.
Mark.
Michelle.
Mark.
Michelle, I can't work this damn thing.
Mark, I have limited time.
Hello.
Very busy man. I'm in the midst of shooting Bumblebee. I don't know if you heard. It's in theaters December 21st, 2018.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun, John. Oh,
it's going to be a rousing event.
I'm going to take Michelle and the kids there.
Fantastic idea. Fantastic. Film event for the whole family.
That's good. I'm sure it'll leave you a lasting legacy in Hollywood. What's going on? How can I help you today?
So, I don't know if you've heard from Vince yet, but it's on the table that you and I compete together in a match, one-on-one, WrestleMania.
I'm hurting, John. I hurt real bad. I can't hardly move. Haven't you seen my match last year against...
Mark.
What?
I can carry you.
I don't know, man. My hips are falling apart.
No, literally, I can carry you.
Oh, really?
I'm not strong. I can pick you up and carry you.
Man, you're the best, John. Sure, why not? Let's have that match.
Good. I'm happy.
That's great.
I'm going to smile now.
All right.
I'm smiling.
You should come on down.
Smiling complete.
We'll do some hunting, John. Do you like guns, John?
Only my movies.
Hey, John, who'd you vote for? what else we got? Oh, this is exciting. Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, kind of a follow-up on an ongoing story. According to BodySlam.net, they're saying, quote, a source has indicated to BodySlam.net managing editor Brad Shepard, he breaks all sorts of stories these days.
Oh, my God, this Brad Shepard fellow.
That Bobby Lashley has, in fact, agreed to terms with WWE. this is great. Still kind of bummed he's not going to New Japan. But it'll be good to have him back in WWE.
Yeah, man, he's a big name. WWE's the biggest. They have the best wrestling there, so I'm glad that he's going to WWE.
It's not exactly true.
No, I'm joking. It's New Japan.
Yeah, it is New Japan.
No, this is great. I mean, it's just going to be his... they have Brock till like August, right?
Well, for sure until
some sort
April.
Some sort of option.
Some sort of option. I don't know if it's a mutual option or who has to activate said option, whether it be WWE or Brock, but there is an option apparently. This is all according to Meltzer. I think Meltzer's the only one that's ever mentioned this option. That could carry him through August.
Bobby's great, man. You know, I love the fact that Impact's still running shit with EC3, and that's why he can't be on NXT. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that's the reason because yeah, he's still in Impact.
I know.
They filmed 8 months in advance.
I know.
But Lashley's out. He's gone. He's not with Impact anymore. Like he's written off.
Been
TV.
Written off the show. Yeah.
So that was cool. Do you want to see him fight? Because let's say that the option thing. Let's say Brock is like, nah, dude, because. He's not like on any of the SummerSlam stuff. So I think it's kind of up in the air. It's either up in the air or they know that he's not coming back.
Well, you know, there was that picture that was on Twitter yesterday Dana White posted of him and Brock.
Yeah, right.
So let's assume Brock's off the table.
Yeah.
Lashley shows up Raw after Mania goes after Reigns.
I'd like that. That'd be cool. Because here's the thing. Lashley will get a pop for coming back, but he's not the guy that's going to get the pop so big that he can't be heel immediately. He can be a heel immediately.
Yeah.
Although, if he attacks Reigns, he's probably not going to be a heel.
I know.
People will actually cheer that.
Yes.
So, but he'll be doing bad guy things.
Yes.
And he'll eventually, here's what will happen. He won't get the Universal title. He'll settle back down into the upper mid-card and then settle into the mid-card, and he'll have a really, really strong mid-card.
Or I can see him
then
in a
year. Then they'll bring back ECW and they'll give him that title.
Or I can see in a year. He moves over to SmackDown, becomes a WWE champion over there.
Yeah, I could see that.
Something like that. Yeah, but cool. I'm excited. Yeah, Lashley coming back to WWE. Great thing.
The Raw after Mania this year is going to be huge.
Yeah,
because there's going to be some really exciting, cool call-ups.
I hope so.
They just need to redo SmackDown a little bit.
I know.
They need to reshuffle the deck. They need to give it some updated graphics. I've never been a fan of the big energy bolt. We never got kayfabe reason. Why the energy bolt?
It just seems like whoever did that was a Halo fan.
Yeah, right?
It feels very Halo.
Yeah. Just a random bolt of energy that's powering SmackDown Live Universe, I guess. I don't know.
They need to bring the fist back.
Oh, amen to that. Absolutely.
Steve's a huge mark for the fist.
Hey, can we get somebody to construct a fist for our new set?
All right.
We have that brick wall thing now. And then like a big fist coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's just a big middle finger?
Tacky?
Yeah, it's tacky. Tacky? Like it is demonetized.
The British version like this.
That's tacky too. Man.
Tacky too?
Yeah.
What's another thing they could do? Ooh. A big too sweet.
I'm going to veto
out.
That.
Really? A big too sweet coming out of the thing. That'd be cool, man.
Vetoed.
It'd be too sweet.
Let's talk Raw preview tonight because there's a Raw tonight.
Oh, there's a Raw tonight, man.
Yeah, man. So Reigns won Elimination Chamber. He's facing Lesnar at WrestleMania. Don't know if anybody's heard about that. Apparently, they're going to have a face-to-face tonight on Raw. Where are you going?
We're
going
to recreate my favorite scene ever in the WWE.
Oh, we're going to... Yeah, I'm wondering if that's going to happen.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen.
Play tug-of-war with the belt. That's for the go-home.
Call it, man. Point of a fucking visual gag.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody knows it's coming.
Brock comes out. Brock comes out. He's got his little Universal title. And he's like, and you're Roman. I'm Brock. It's like this. It's what they do. They fight like this.
Yeah.
For like 15 minutes.
And that was a go-home segment for WrestleMania 31 on Raw. Awful.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Hoping they don't do that again.
Hopefully we get... Here's the thing. Here's the thing that really bugs me. When I thought about this morning, because it was announced on Twitter or whatever. I got a bug. It was announced on Twitter, right, that they were going to have a face-to-face thing. Or it was announced here, wherever it was announced. And I was thinking to myself... So it was what, 4 years ago, 3 years ago we got this?
Mm-hmm.
3 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Roman hasn't changed.
No.
At all.
Not really.
Brock hasn't really needed a change.
No.
Because he's Brock, he's the man, he's got the champion, right? Yeah. He's been through Goldberg, he's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
But Roman shows up and he's not really bringing anything new to the table.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
It would be really, this could have been really, really cool if they spent these 3 years... giving Roman, like...
They should have deconstructed his character and rebuilt it.
Yeah,
they had ample time.
Like, look at what they did with Okada. Okada Reborn. He's got, flashy pants, gold hair.
Yeah.
And it's like... And he's been through some stuff. He's a changed man. People in New Japan, they change. Even in the WWE, people change. It's just Roman has been in Roman limbo.
He's the constant.
So I wish that it would have been like, oh, hey, Brock... Now I'm back and I've gone through a lot of stuff and I'm better than ever. And it's just,
he hasn't really gone
Technically, you know, he beat the Undertaker, but I was old. I don't know. He's gone through some stuff, but I wish there was like some change to him. Like even like
some character growth,
even aesthetically speaking, but it's just going to be the same scenario.
It's the same thing.
Same exact thing.
This could be a lot of copy and paste from 3 years back, I fear.
Yeah, man.
Also, WWE.com poses the question, will Asuka challenge Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing we won't know until after Fastlane, because I'm still not entirely sure they know what they're going to do. There's going to be some interaction between Ronda Rousey and the Authority, Steph on Talking Smack, or not Talking Smack, Raw Talk.
Raw Talk.
After Elimination Chamber said that they're going to get together on Raw, hash everything out, make sure everything's good.
People are going through more tables, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, tonight should be cool.
Yeah. They're also asking the question, is John Cena going to WrestleMania? We all know the answer is yes.
Yeah, of course he is. They should do the wedding. Just do the Bella-Cena wedding.
I'd feel kind of rushed.
At Mania. Just do that. They have 2 months. They've been planning it, haven't they?
I don't know. Cena was like on, I don't watch Total Divas, but apparently there had been some issues between the two of them.
What, like on the TV show?
Yeah.
No, that's not real.
No, I understand that.
It's like fakey.
I understand.
But it's within the universe, I guess.
So kayfabe-wise, they're having issues. So they feel rushed if they did if they eloped. They went to the Justice of the Peace in New Orleans and eloped.
Like a pre-film thing?
Yeah.
But then it turns out that the Wyatt compound is in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they end up, the Wyatt compound, bring in Matt Hardy.
Okay.
That's
a far-fetched idea, but okay.
That would be cool.
Yeah, maybe.
They elope to the Wyatt compound.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Oh, you guys are going to get married? Till death do you part, man. Now have sex in front of me.
Oh, dear.
Anyways.
Lastly, they ask, are Bailey and Sasha still friends?
The fuck? That's actually in the Raw preview?
Yeah, man. Check it
Who
out for
cares?
Yourself.
Who cares? Hopefully not. I don't want them to be friends. I want them to fight.
Yeah.
Dude, do this. Bailey, Sasha, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, all at Mania in the same match. Give us a
Agreed.
Four horsewomen match.
I think that'd be great.
Over Charlotte's SmackDown Championship. I don't know how you get there. It doesn't matter. You can write it however way you want to write it. But
how about this is how you do it. There's beef between Sasha and Bailey, and then either Becky or Charlotte come to Raw and say, hey, understand you have problems, but hey, it's all about this.
Yeah,
it's about
totally.
The four horsewomen.
Yeah.
And Sasha says, kick rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sasha goes to SmackDown, starts beating up on Charlotte, maybe Becky too. Bayley comes to make the save.
Yeah.
That's how you set it up. It's all you need.
What are the odds Asuka comes out and says, I already beat you. I know I could be this. I know I could be the champion here on Raw.
But I want a new challenge.
And then what if Charlotte shows up tonight? How cool would that be?
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. PW Insider saying that it's going to be Asuka versus Alexa Bliss, mm-hmm. though. So it's probably going to be Asuka versus Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess would mean Charlotte versus Becky then.
It should. If that's the case, there's going to be some more phenomenal wrestling.
I know.
Charlotte versus Becky Lynch, if they really pull out all the stops.
I know.
WrestleMania is looking to be a good card.
We should
go.
Could be a fun show. We should. We really should.
That should be fun.
Richard Ely, $5, have Monster Braun take all the belts, even women's, and everyone has to figure out how to get them back would be great.
There you go. And the answer is Dynamite.
I don't know. After last night, that might do the trick. That might not do the trick.
Maybe not.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't know what they need. How did they fell Godzilla?
Robert Stack, $10. Happy Monday.
Thanks, Robert Stack.
Thank you, Robert Stack.
Man, Robert Stack was our MVP on Super Chat last
night. Yeah, man.
What is the stack? What does that mean? Stack of dollar bills? Is that what he's got going on? Jeez, man.
I remember how they, because it changed in various, this is only the first movie, really, that he was the villain.
Yeah.
After that, he was there to kind of help fend off other monsters. Even the most recent one, that was his role.
So you need like a Mecha Braun.
Yeah.
You need to create like a Mecha Braun.
Yeah.
Have him fight Braun.
Yeah. There you go. Good. That's the answer.
Or you can just clone a couple more Cenas. But like Prime Cena, like
2005
Cena. Yeah,
you need 2006 Cena.
Right, exactly. Anyways, if you guys have some questions,
Cena wins. Oh, we have mail, don't
mail.
We?
Here,
Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2. Thoughts on Rebbe being the reincarnation of Sister Abigail?
Is that like a rumor? Or is that you're just fantasy booking? That's a cool idea. If they did it, I don't know. I want some imagination out of that damn feud.
Same. I want some compound video.
There you go. All right, so we got this from Daniel Laudato.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big-ass box.
Looks like something framed.
I know. I'm trying to be very careful with it.
Robert Stack, $2, says, just living the gimmick.
Ha! Oh, that's right. I remember that's what he said.
What is it? I see an autograph there.
This is cool. This is definitely being hung up in an office.
It's a record.
Hold on. We got some Undertaker comics here.
Cool.
Hold those up for the people. There's a little birthday card in here.
Oh, whose birthday is it? That's cool.
This is a record that's in living color. No, Living Color, sorry.
Yeah.
Cult of Personality, but it's signed by CM Punk.
Oh, that's awesome.
So this is amazing. This is like the best thing we've ever got.
Wow.
This is really, really
cool.
That's
so cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's awesome. I have to be very careful with this.
Yes. Javier Santana, $2. Rousey versus Shayna or Rousey versus Asuka at WrestleMania 35. You ready to read that card?
Yeah.
I'd say Rousey versus Shayna. They can build that up so there's a good story there. Though Rousey versus Asuka at WrestleMania 35 could main event the whole show.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It's a picture of Daniel with
CM Punk. What shirt is he wearing?
Weirdos for the Win. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Let's see what he has to say here.
That's cool.
Oh, I love it. It looks like it's typewritten. Hey, Stephen Larson, longtime listener here, and I appreciate the great content from my long commutes. CM Punk came to a local Comic-Con back in July, and I had him sign a 45 record of Cult of Personality, his entrance song. I figured it would make a cool set piece, but once I heard about the possibility of Office Space, I figured I would hold on to it until the time came for you guys to move in. I also put in a set of Undertaker comic books I've had since I was a child. Best of luck in the new office. Thank you again, Dan Laudato.
Thank you very much. That is awesome.
Thank you very much. That is going up.
That's
going to be on our set.
Yeah, man.
That's fantastic. And Undertaker. Hey, everybody. Undertaker here. Look at my new comic books. John.
featuring
John, do you like comic books too, John?
I don't have much time to read, and when I do, it's self-help tomes.
Boy, I think it's real special what they do with the pictures and the words.
First, this is courtesy of That Wrestling Club. We got, oh, look at that. Is that a real autograph? It's Braun Strowman Pop.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, man.
Holy crap.
That one's signed. We shouldn't open that one.
No kidding.
A Paul Bearer pin.
Paul Bearer.
Here, open that poster, please.
Okay. Okay.
No, this appears to be a genuine signature from...
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
St. Valentine's
Day. Oh, that's cool.
Massacre poster. That's where the Big Show debuted.
So that's a real autograph from Braun there.
There's some great...
And then we get...
Quotes. And who drew this?
That Wrestling Club t-shirt. Look at that. That Wrestling Club worldwide.
Oh, man. That's super cool. We need to get a cool shirt like that for us.
A large.
Like a Bullet Club thing.
Thank you very much, That Wrestling Club.
Trying to
club.
Find some salient quotes in this Undertaker comic.
You just want to do the impression somewhere.
I know, it's fun. By absorbing a blast of the Embalmer's tainted hellfire, my unearthly tissue and muscle must be regenerated. Only in the place of the dead may I regain lost power and energy. Here I am able to reap the powers of my dark ministry and prepare myself for battle with the transgressors of Stygian.
Oh, it's the Stygian book.
It's the Stygian thing again, yeah.
Jordan Davis, are you guys taking Demon Boss with you to the new office? You better believe it.
Yeah, man, of course.
Robert McNeely, Power Rank Superstars, not going to be at Mania. Injuries don't count.
I'm not going to hit any buttons because it's working fine right now. I don't want to mess it up. What now?
Power Rank Superstars, not going to be at Mania, but injuries don't count.
Superstars who aren't going to be at Mania? I don't know, it's 8 hours, man. How are
and then they have the Andre the
they
Giant
have the
Battle
Andre
Royal.
The Giant Battle Royal, so everybody's
pretty much,
be
yeah,
there.
If you're not hurt, there's a pretty good shot you're going to be at it. But last year, Joe wasn't hurt. He wasn't on the show.
They need to do a women's Andre the Giant Battle Royal thing. Who would they name it after?
I don't know.
Alundra Blaze. China.
Yeah, China maybe.
I mean, they haven't put her in the Hall of Fame, so it's probably not going to happen. But
China did win the Corporate Rumble, so there's...
there's precedent
there's
there.
There's that.
Yeah, well, I think probably maybe Alundra Blaze. That'd be cool. They seem to like her still.
Yeah. Connor Beck, he said he was watching a Brian Zane video where he said there's not enough characters in WWE today like there were in the past. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's kind of to each their own, you know? I know Brian likes that kind of stuff. And I kind of think it's fine. I kind of just prefer, like, I'd much rather an Aleister Black who isn't like a character over like a boogeyman, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to belittle Brian's point because, like I said, I think, you know, he just prefers a different thing than I do. But I don't know. I kind of prefer like the Shayna Baszler. I'd rather have some badass come in who isn't a character. She's just like,
well,
herself.
That's her character is. She's a badass.
No, I know. But he's not talking about
no,
people
I know,
who
I
are
know.
Just their own. You know,
themselves turned up to 11.
Right, exactly.
Fred the Shed, were you guys from the Tree of Woe show who used to sometimes appear on Raw with Tout?
Wait, what?
We never appeared on Tout that I recall.
Back up, what?
Fred the Shed, were you the guys from the Tree of Woe show who used to appear sometimes on Raw with Tout? Did we ever Tout?
We never touted.
So it wouldn't be us, no.
We would have known if we showed up on Raw.
Yeah.
On Tout, but we did have a show called the Tree of Woe. There might have been a different show called Tree of Woe, though.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
We never called it the Tree of Woe show.
No. It was just Tree of Woe.
This is the Tree of Woe.
Aaron Solorzano. Who in today's WWE roster would fit in the Bullet Club if Bullet Club invaded and offered to take them to the top?
Neville.
Yeah.
Which I think would be great if it happened.
Seth Rollins would be a good member of Bullet Club.
Yeah. Zach Stolpa, $2. Power Rank ways Braun gets into the WrestleMania main event. Number one through destruction. Like Roman and Brock are out there like yapping and nobody cares, and then Braun comes out and, like, you know, just double suplexes them. Gives them both German suplexes at
go.
The same time.
No, power slams at the same time.
Power slams at the same time.
The record is also signed. This is Adamant Ciro, $2. I'm assuming that's
okay.
Daniel. Cool. He says the record is also signed, shifted in shipping.
Oh, must have shifted and I see. So it's
record.
Yeah, okay.
The disc aspect.
I'll see if I can straighten it out.
Yeah, you should be able to open the frame and readjust easily.
Yeah, it should be fine.
That's so awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you again. That's awesome.
Andrew Boyd, who would be a better Universal Champion for business, Seth Rollins or Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe, because we've seen Seth Rollins as world champion
before.
But
we've never seen face Seth Rollins as champion.
The money is always in the chase. And Samoa Joe is the heel with the title, and it'd be in the chase.
All right, fine. Well, that's a good question. Byron McDillon. Have you guys ever thought about how wrestlers plan a match after coming back from injury? Are you supposed to target that particular area of the body? How do you do that safely?
Well, he says you are supposed to. So that's, you know, that's what they do. Like, Seth came back from knee injury, and they had Triple H go after the knee, and it freaked us out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It totally freaks me out, but it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So what I would assume is, sometimes I felt that, okay, well, if they're going after the body part, maybe that's the safest thing to do because that's where they're play pretend fighting, around that area.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just, they know that's their focal point of what's supposed to say, stay safe. And because they're focusing on that, then it's the safest thing.
Well, and also maybe, you know, the traditional ways of working a body part are tried and true, and they're tried and true because they're probably largely safe.
Yeah. Like, for example, if somebody came back from an elbow injury, I'm not sure they'd be doing the Shayna Baszler spot.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think they'd be doing that.
No, but that's more torque on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's true.
When she
stomps, you're twisting
your arm that way.
Right. Well, okay, if somebody's coming back from a shoulder injury, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't take that spot, period, because you have to be super flexible to do that.
Travis Dayton, how's the road to office coming along? Find out on Thursday.
Yeah, Connor Beck, what's the best faction in all of wrestling, and why is it Chaos? Chaos has a lot of gold right now.
Yeah, but they're just all over. There's nothing thematic there. Why are they Chaos?
They get to go back to their origins to learn that.
I know, and that was a long time ago with a bunch of different people. So the best faction is Bullet Club, man.
No, Suzuki-Goon. It's Suzuki-Goon.
Yeah, maybe.
Because right now, Bullet Club's not much of a faction.
Yeah, they're kind of a mess. No, you're right.
Suzuki-Goon is a unified force.
But they're a mess too, man.
No.
They're always coming out. They're clowns. You got that monster guy.
Yeah, he's the only one that kind of seems...
Killer Elite Squad spits on everybody. Taichi's too busy taking off his pants.
Oh, that's funny, though. Him and Kanemaru have matching gear.
Yeah.
El Desperado's not too far off.
Yeah.
Those three and Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. when he's got his full Suzuki Goon gear, they look like a cohesive unit.
Oh, no. The answer is LIJ. That's a cohesive unit there, man.
Like, just visually, based on gimmick, they're a mishmash.
No, man. They have one thing in common. They're all super cool. Super cool.
I would agree with you, but Evil seems like his is too literal of a gimmick to really fit in with their thing.
Yeah, Evil's the one guy that's kind of weird.
That's why I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a mishmash.
Fred the Shed again. I believe Steve used to live in the UK. Favorite memories of then? My favorite memory of the UK is the fact that we lived on a small Air Force base called Chick Sands. I've never been to... If I've been to Cornwall, I don't remember anything specific about it. My dad used to take us on trips all the time. But we lived... on this small Air Force base that had a priory on it, which, like, for you who don't know, for those of you who don't know, used to be like a dormitory for monks and nuns way back in the day. And it was supposedly haunted. In order to get from, there was like a lady there named Rosada, and she apparently was having an affair with a monk, which was, you know, not
you
kosher
because
you're supposed to be married to God. And they cut off his head. Played soccer with it. It fell into the river.
God.
And then, we were told this as kids is great. And then she was like walled up. And on the 17th of November, she was supposed to come out and haunt stuff. And there was like a whole bunch because the American soldiers used to use the priory back in the day for like communications outposts. And there's all sorts of stories about hauntings and stuff. And so in order to get from the housing area to like the cool stuff, like the movie theater they had on base, the shopping stuff, all that stuff, you'd have to ride your bike either around the back of the priory, which was terrifying, or in front of the priory, which is also terrifying. And so at night, when we get out of the movies, we'd all have to like book on our bikes past it. It's like a fucking 80s movie. It was great.
Wow.
So I had a lot of good memories there.
That's cool. That's real cool. Jordan Davis, guys, do you feel like Raw is too top heavy? I feel like Roman, Seth, and Braun are a step above everybody else. Add Finn to that list. Yeah, it is very top heavy.
It is top heavy, but it's really, really flipping entertaining.
It makes for a good show. Angel Master 765, Steve here, Ghost Hunter, yay or nay?
I don't believe in ghosts, but I do remember seeing one when I was a kid. It was for Halloween. This is a crazy thing, I know. When I was a kid, they actually turned the Priory. They had like a little haunted house thing for like the kids and, you know, for teenagers or whatever. It was dark outside. It was dark in there, but it was like a big line of people going in there. It was a big thing. They had like, you know, little games and like snacks and stuff. And
wait, where was this at?
This is in Chick Sands at the Priory.
No, but like, where was this with the games and the lines and stuff?
Oh, at the Priory.
Okay.
They had like a haunted house thing for Halloween.
Gotcha.
Right. And so we were all standing in line, and I remember we're in one of the rooms. And it was, you know, just a big procession of people, basically. And I went by myself. I don't know why. My friends probably already went. And I was just sort of looking around. And, you know, it was a spooky-ass room. But there was people talking and stuff and, you know, going on and everything. And there was, like, some cheesy adults up there with, like, some sheets on, acting like ghosts and stuff. And I was just looking around. And in, like, a really, really dark corner of the room, I swear to God, I saw what looked like a ghost, like a person floating there, but very subtle, like creepy, like super subtle. Like you look in the corner, it's super dark, and there's like sort of a translucent image of like a person. And it wasn't part of the show or anything like that. And it was one of those things where if you know you stare at something that looks unnatural, it just freaks you out and you can't stop staring at it. So I just kept on staring. I was like, and my brain could not process what the hell it was.
Yeah.
Could not understand what it was. It was probably a trick of light. It was probably something that could scientifically be explained because I don't believe in ghosts.
Some sort of haunted house type deal, probably.
Yeah. But I don't think it was manufactured because it was too good.
Yeah.
But it was probably some shaft of light or something. I don't know. I don't really believe in ghosts, but man, I fucking totally saw a ghost. It was scary as shit when I was a kid. Oh man.
I don't think I've ever
paralyzed by fear.
Experienced a sort of supernatural phenomenon.
Oh man, it was freaky.
That I'm aware of. That does sound freaky.
Yeah, man. CRN1024, rumor has it, the NXT roster isn't held to the same regard as the main roster in terms of the wellness policy. Didn't Meltzer say something like that on the,
I don't remember.
The newsletter when he was talking about the Roman Reigns steroids thing? He said thoughts on that. I'd be really surprised if they weren't held to the same standard with the wellness policy.
As would I. Azo Banks, if Sasha turns on Bayley and they fight at Mania, who would benefit more from winning?
If Sasha turns on Bayley and they fought at Mania, who would benefit more from winning?
I feel like Sasha would probably win because they're going to set her up for a feud against Rousey.
Yeah, that could be. I could see that. Yeah, I think Bayley would be fine if she lost.
Yeah.
Sasha would need to.
I think a match at Mania would just be the first match in several matches.
GGHH, do you think Roman wears a vest because he has a belly? No. I think he's probably super fit.
That's weird. Jordan Davis says, we had a ghost in our house when I was a kid, and every time we thought of the ghost, something would fall off the fridge.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, great question. Joshua Valles, or Valles, what other color Balor would you like to see? Like radioactive green. I was going to say like the Cena green.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that'd be my top pick,
Balor
too.
Balor as the most green. Anyways, that's it for the show.
Okay.
Let's get some out music. Hilton, are you there? Oh, he is there. Okay, good. Didn't
Not
see.
Not here.
I didn't
He's
see him
never
there.
Here.
He's right there.
Never here.
He's right there. Thanks never for watching, here. Everybody. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.